The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this, and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable, and it's got to be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place, because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte, and let's get started. Well, hello, sister. It is fall and we are on the home stretch of this year. Can you believe that? That is crazy. Where did the time go? Only one quarter of the year is left, and we want you to be able to finish out this year strong, literally. I want you to think about this. When you have the energy that you need and you feel fantastic, that's when you'll be able to be the most productive and fully live your amazing life. But how do you gain that kind of energy and find the kind of healing that's going to enable you to see your dreams become real? The answer is to find the way to regularly enjoy the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet, and that is whole plant foods. And one fantastic way to get the most nutrients from your produce is to eat what is in season. Now, Jared and I want you to be aware that just because you can find something in your grocery store or your supermarket year-round does not mean that that is seasonal to your area, right?
Okay, well, I'm glad you said area, because I was thinking, well, it's probably in season, but it may be on the other hemisphere.
It's kind of like it's 5 o'clock somewhere in the produce arena, right? Like,
absolutely,
it's,
yeah.
It's in season somewhere. So the food may have been picked from the vine early and shipped from far away. And when that happens, it's impossible to get the same amount of flavor or nutrients that you'll get if you choose what's in season near you. Also, it costs more to buy the foods that are not in season in your area. So today we're going to go over the best produce picks for the fall. Now, I want you to remember we're going into fall, but there's still some hangover from, hangover's probably not the best word there. There's still some carryover of the produce from the summer, right? And so you want to make sure to take advantage of that, because if you see some locally grown tomatoes or some berries, or you see some berries just growing near your house, right, that are the kind that you know are safe to eat. We don't advocate you eat all berries just because you see a berry on a plant. But like, if you know you've got some good wild blackberries or wild blueberries right there by your house, check those bushes, muscadine bushes, things like that, because they will still be bringing in the last of their goodness to you. So enjoy those things because they're going to be gone soon. Of course, we'll be able to get tomatoes year-round, but you know, they're just not the same as the summer tomatoes. Same with the berries. So make sure you enjoy those now. What are your favorite berries to enjoy?
Well, the one that I enjoy the most is the blueberry. Oh, yeah. It's just so versatile. And of course, we've gone over so many times about how I eat my oatmeals with blueberries. Uh-huh. And did I have those this morning? Yes, I did.
I had blueberries and oatmeal tonight, but I had it in a way that I like it. You know, Kate made our breakfast cookies, and we absolutely love those, and she loaded them up with blueberries, but she did something really cute tonight. Then this is our 10-year-old now, and Kate is just such an amazing part of our family. She's always doing the sweetest things for us, but what she did was she took a little gingerbread cookie cutter, and she put the dough of the oatmeal cookie batter, like into the cookie cutter, I guess, right, is what I'd say. And then it just made the shape of the little gingerbread. And she made a little like a coconut flake smiley face. And she used two blueberries for the eyes and then put blueberries all down the shirt. It was the cutest thing ever. And they were so, so good. Listen, if you've never baked your oatmeal, you can add a little bit of baking powder, but you don't really have to. But use your oatmeal and sweeten it up just a little bit. If you use a natural sweetener, like maple syrup or something like that, you can do that. I mean, you don't even have to put any sugar or anything in it, and put your favorite berries in there and bake them. Just spread them out and bake them. Mash a little banana and put it in there, because that kind of binds it together too. Even some ground chia seed is really good for that. But it makes the best little breakfast cookies. And tonight we had them for dessert and they were amazing. So yeah, I'm with you. Love the blueberries. I also love raspberries, and especially in those cookies. They're so, so good. So get the end of the summer produce. Take full advantage of it, because before long, you're going to wish you had. And then citrus. Oh, my word. So I went to the farmer's market today, and I met one of my favorite owners of this little farm in our area. As always, she points out to me what is her homegrown, because, of course, she has things from other local people that she knows, but she can't guarantee me that they don't spray it or whatever. But she can always tell me, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine, and it's not sprayed. And, you know, I'm really picky about that. And so, God, just a haul of great produce today. And amongst that was satsuma. Now, if you've never had a satsuma, it's like the most juicy mandarin orange you can imagine. Imagine summer peaches, like when you bite into those and the juice just runs down your arm to your elbow. That's how the satsuma is. It's so flavorful and just juicy and delicious. They're great on salads. It's just one of our favorite treats to eat while we're walking down the road. I was peeling them at the farmer's market and the girls and I were eating them. They are delicious. You have a satsuma story, don't you? Didn't y'all used to have a satsuma tree? I think you had a satsuma tree. I know Lainey, his sister, used to have a satsuma.
No, my sister, I believe, had one. We never did.
I know she did, because we ate them when we went there.
Yes.
They're so good.
But you were saying something about the local farmer, and I had the thought that she not only really tells us just what's in season, but she also will tell us this is at the peak of the ripeness, the peak of the season. So it's not just, hey, this is what's in for fall or what's about to go out. She will say, look, these are the best that they're going to be all year long.
Yeah, so get it now.
And so that's really an advantage of being able to connect with farmers in your local area. Not only can you find what's fresh, what's not been picked 3 weeks ago, but maybe even 3 hours ago, but she says, hey, listen,
so good.
You've got to get this. Mm-hmm. This is amazing right now.
Listen, and when they tell you that, don't be afraid to try it. And you can ask, like today, I was buying a lot of produce. So I just asked her, she had two different kinds of tomatoes and she was telling me which kind she liked best, but that doesn't mean that's the one I like best. So I asked her if I could try both of them and she let me. You know, a lot of times they'll have a sample sitting there or they will be more than happy to cut one or give you one. These were tiny tomatoes. And so I wanted to try them. They were a little bit different variety than I had tried in the past from her, and I wanted to see how sweet and how good they were. They were both delicious. I ended up buying both. So see, she knows as soon as she gives me one of those little tiny tomatoes, I'm going to buy the whole container and maybe multiple containers, because we're a family of six. So that's what usually happens. But it was
That's your favorite kind of decision. Should I take this or that? Yes.
Yes.
I'll just take them both.
That's it.
Put them in a bag for me.
Well, this is so funny. So we had bags and bags of produce. We had taken our eco bags with us. I love these little bags that you can just roll up and keep in your purse. So I didn't have to take all our plastic bags, which was great. So we ended up loading up the produce. We walked back to the car. Oh, but before we left, I bought so much. She put this is funny. I didn't even buy satsuma. She poured one of her pint containers of satsumas into our produce that I had bought. And so I saw her doing it, and she goes, "You're going to love these.
I thought maybe she was sneaking it in on
you. No. Well, I think she was trying to, but then she saw me looking. She goes, "Oh, you're going to love these." So we get out to the car, and I'm like, "Girls, let's try these satsuma." Let me tell you, we ate three of them. I think we had one apiece, and we turned right around, and where do you think we went? We went straight back to her. We said, I said, "I know I'm going to see you next week." She goes, "Girl, what did you forget?" And we were laughing. She said, "I know you forgot something." I said, "No, you let me sample those satsuma, and we are back. We have to buy some. I couldn't wait till next week. They're so good." She goes, "You know I'm going to have them for a while." I said, "I know, but listen, they're just so delicious. I could not go home. The boys would have been really upset because the girls and I would probably eat every one she gave us before we got back home." So we went back and bought some more, and everyone, well, let's just say all are happy. All are happy now. So get your citrus. The satsuma are amazing right now. Lemons and limes. I got both of those from her as well. Fantastic right now. What about root veggies? Do you just love root veggies? Do not miss out on those right now. Sweet potatoes. She had purples today. If you don't know what a purple sweet potato tastes like and you've never eaten one, by all means, run or walk to your nearest farmer's market or local produce section, because they usually have some purples. Get them. They are delicious. Purples are incredible for you. How many purples are you getting into your life on a regular basis? You need purple. White potatoes. Yes, we eat a lot of white, but I'm telling you, if you haven't tried a white potato, eat it. They are delicious. Now I'm talking about white sweets.
Sweet, okay.
Mm-hmm. White sweets. Oh, they are so good. They're like the texture of, you know how the orange ones are a little more watery than like a regular white potato? Well, the white sweets are more thick and creamy like a regular mashed potato, like a russet would be, or a yellow or a gold potato would be. They are so good. So right now it's the time to load up on sweet potatoes. Beets, yes, eat your beets. They are incredible for blood pressure and all other things. I don't want you to just handpick foods based on one ingredient or one nutrient that they have in there that's good for you. Because the truth is, there are a boatload of nutrients in every single plant food that is great for you and good for more than one thing. That's how God created these foods. So you need to eat them all and get a plethora in abundance. Make your plate colorful. So get all these wonderful colors. The beets are another incredible purplish food. Get onions. Look, she had onions today that she had grown. They're not yellow onions, or she called them vidayas, but they still have the sprouts on. So they're like green, big, huge green onions. They're wonderful. If you know the actual name of those, just send that to me by email, Anita at Power and Plants. I can't remember the exact name, but she's calling them vidayas, but it doesn't look like the vidayas we see in the store. I think maybe she just left the shoot on, but they're smaller. She pulls them younger, so they're sweeter. They're so good. So get those root veggies, sweet potatoes, beets, onions. Then think about garlic. Look for it. Find it. It is great in pretty much we eat it in everything except dessert. I'm not kidding you. It is that good. I could go on about garlic. I'm going to stop myself right there. Cruciferous, Brussels sprouts, beautiful, beautiful, non-brown, bright green Brussels sprouts. We got those today, loaded up on those, came home, took out two sheet pans, did a sheet pan of sweet potatoes, a sheet pan of Brussels sprouts, mixed them together. My friend Mariana told me how she loves to make them with a little bit of cinnamon on both. Yes, the Brussels sprouts and the sweet potatoes. At the end, she mixes them together. She cooks them with some like herbs de Provence, I think is how you say it. You're French.
Oh, that was correct.
Okay.
Herbs de Provence.
Uh-huh. So you eat that, put that on there with your cinnamon. And if you like them just a little sweeter, you can drizzle a little maple syrup on the end. Put some raw pumpkin seeds on there. Mix them all together in a beautiful bowl and serve it. It's a wonderful side dish for something like Thanksgiving. But the key to that is fresh grated ginger, and that's also in season right now. Get yourself some ginger root. You don't even have to peel it. Wash it, grate it with a fine grater. Get that onto this dish. Bake it on there. It's amazing. Other cruciferous, cauliflower, broccoli, cabbages. Don't forget the purple. Kale, We got a ton of kale today when I went to visit her. It is wonderful. And if you don't know how to get kale into your life besides a kale salad that you just don't care for, I want you to go right when this episode is over and get your free copy of our guide, Leafy Green Secrets. I'm going to give you a ton of different ways to get leafy greens like kale into your life that are simple and delicious too. You can get that at our website at powerplants.com/leafy-green-secrets. And then, let's see, we said cabbages, right? Yes, because we're talking about the purple, yes. Broccoli. Okay, now, harvest season is upon us. So think squashes, pumpkins, butternut squash, all those beautiful winter squashes are starting to come in the fall. And then mushrooms. She had gorgeous homegrown shiitake mushrooms today. I love making this hearty stew. You know, it's stew season now. So I make it like I used to make beef stew, but instead of beef, we eat the mushrooms with the baby carrots and the chunky potatoes and green peas with the tomato base. It is divine. Okay, and then don't forget your apples and your pears. We love dipping our apples in our brownie batter hummus. If you are a chocolate lover, you are going to love this hummus. It's fudgy. It's rich. It's satisfying. I don't know how else to say it. We love that for dessert, and it's guilt-free. It's one of our absolute favorites, and you're going to find it in the Power on Plants cookbook, along with so many other of our top recipes. And then grapes. Girl, if you have not tried cotton candy grapes and you can find those organic, snatch those puppies up and enjoy. And the red ones, here we go with the red and purples again. Make sure you get your reds. Rutabagas. Oh my goodness. Okay, I've never been much of a turnip girl, but let me tell you, rutabagas have changed my tune. If you will chop some of those into little dices and boil them with your potatoes when you make your mashed potatoes and drain them off and mash them in with your mashed potatoes, you're going to be a happy camper. They make the most amazing mashed potatoes. What does it do to the mashed potato?
It's next level. That's what I'm sitting here thinking, but it's nice because you're not getting just one vegetable. You're getting two, but it adds this extra depth of flavor, but also gives it a little bit of a horseradish flavor. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really why it makes it so good. Mm-hmm. It's not too strong. It's not like a wasabi potato. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to, you know, 10 plus here, but it just gives it such a nice flavor.
You know, I just had a flash to our Q&As inside the membership. This is what we do inside the membership, where we sit and we just brainstorm like different ingredients. We have what I call beat Bobby Flay. And so we basically like talk about one ingredient and how can you use that ingredient in different recipes and different things where you don't even need a recipe. Like, what can you do with this ingredient? It's so much fun. And so we love doing that in there. So this is really fun. I love doing this. So thanks for letting us share this with you too. And if you want to find out more about the membership, go on over right now to powerandplants.com/membership and join the wait list so that you won't miss out the next time the doors open. Now, I've talked about how sad I am to see blueberries go, but pomegranate, that's the thing I flip to every fall. It's like when the blueberries are out, the pomegranates are here. Don't just buy them in the can where they're already, or a can or container where somebody's already gotten them out of the pomegranate for you. It's so much cheaper and it's very super simple to get the seeds out of there. They're juicy. They're delicious. Jared lit up when I said pomegranate. We absolutely love them. They're a wonderful snack and you can get a ton of little seeds out of one pomegranate. You think they're expensive, but once you start getting the seeds out, it's just not hard to do. And it tastes so good when you know how to get to those little treasures, those little gems.
Well, what's funny too is that sometimes it just seems like it's never ending. You keep with the method that we use, you get them out and you think, okay, that's it. And mm-hmm. you keep working it and they come out and they come out more. It's like the little pot of oil that's just never ending.
I know. It's like raining pomegranate seeds into a bowl and it just makes me smile so much. Guys, get the pomegranate. You've got to do that for yourself. They are incredible. They're filled with antioxidants, phytonutrients. They are going to power you strong. And that's what we're going for in this last quarter of the year. We want you to be able to reach your big goals and dreams. The only way that you can be productive enough to do that, to feel great, to have the energy you need, to see the brain fog go away, to see the pounds fall off without even trying to lose weight. You know, Jared and I lost over 75 pounds together without even trying, and we've kept it off because this way of living is life-changing. It's life-giving, and we want to see you come alive and 10x your productivity so that you can be the woman and live the life that you were born to live. We care about you. We are here for you, sunshine. Reach out to me at anita@powerandplants.com if you have any questions. All right. And in close, I want you to remember to go right now to powerandplants.com/leafygreensecrets, or you can just go to powerandplants.com and you'll see it on our website. Grab your copy now and start putting it into practice. Remember, one thing at a time, one change at a time, and your life will look so different in only a very short time. We hope you have a great week, and we'll see you again next time on Power on Plants.